Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
The voice is a strange thing, Dermot. You and I use it every day. It's probably our most important tool in our job. Without it, it would be quite difficult to do what we do. And we do sometimes have a laugh at certain things that happen to voices. Like, for example, Dermot playing us that song there a few minutes ago when his voice hadn't broken, but he was in a band called The Observers. All day, but I shouldn't.
That was a stone cold hit.
Oh, it's a big song. You love when I get what's called a throat bubble. You sometimes get it, but only usually if you eat dairy milk chocolate. Sometimes I just get it out of the blue like this.
St. John, Roses, Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Yes!
I could listen to that all day.
That happens, but it's kind of set me on a search on the internet for voices doing kind of strange things, right? So here's Ariana Grande in an interview talking and then changing her voice completely halfway through the question.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course, like with the thank you next hook, that's like one of my favorite stories, is Victoria, like I was like obsessed with the chords. Like everyone was like, okay, this is like
something. So you're hearing the two different voices.
Yeah, her voice, I didn't even up here.
So apparently this is a thing I wouldn't know. Maybe you know because you're a vocalist, obviously, in the band The Observers.
Yeah.
That using your head voice, which is what you and I are doing now, whatever, it can actually put strain on your vocal cords. And if you're a singer, sometimes you switch into a softer voice like that and it actually protects your voice. So when she went from pretty normal, laid-back Californian Ariana Grande
hook, that's like one of my favorite stories, is
took a breath and then went
Victoria, like I was like obsessed with the
right, so
turned into a chipmunk.
She changed her voice. Then there was a guy on The Voice Kids UK last year in 2020 who started off the competition like this.
Take me for a ride.
Yes!
So he's a teenager. His name is Dara. And then
it sounds like Whitney Houston.
Yeah, it sounds exactly like Whitney Houston. And then by the end of the show, he had turned into
the only one.
Voice had totally broken during the show. Now he could still sing, he was amazing, but it had happened.
Not as good though, I don't think.
Not as
special. Same
thing
happened to me, Dave.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager.
You were so perfect.
I was in the school show, which was Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Uh-huh.
And at the start of it, I was
soprano. Yeah.
And by the end of the show, I was a tenor.
No.
I dropped down.
Wow.
Yeah. Unforgettable performance. As Simeon, one of the brothers who didn't say anything.
Amazing. So your voice is irrelevant.
Absolutely.
Well, you can imagine that when you put strain on your voice, these kind of things can happen. This is Ipswich manager Paul Cook, who's obviously spent the entire game shouting at his players, and then he does an interview. And in the interview, his voice is obviously strained, and then at the end of the interview, for some reason, it changes into a different man.
Got to try and win. That's the brutal truth. If we want to get in them playoffs, we've got to try and win, because you watch us today, and again, it's the same things that come out of the game that we don't have to discuss game after game. We've just got to stay as positive as we can now for as long as we can.
He's over here like this, and then
of its own accord goes down here.
Got to try and win. That's the brutal truth. If we want to get in them playoffs, we've got to try and win, because you watch us today, and again, it's the same things that come out of the game that we don't have to discuss game after game. We've just got to stay as positive as we can now for as long as we can.
So great.
Brilliant.
Then there was an interview with a Welsh MP. Now, his voice doesn't actually change in the same way, but how he talks changes. He's being asked a question about roads in Wales and the government funding and that kind of thing, and he starts talking.
Second, we want to have a big open for business sign for Wales in our transport system. We know that the inquiry that looked at the M4 relief road, for example, in southeast Wales, said it hit the environmental credentials that it would have to meet, and we know for a fact that it is achievable.
Is achievable marks the point where he changes how he talks. And now he turns into a horse racing commentator.
And we know that the UK government are supportive of delivering the M4 relief road, as well as upgrading our union highways, such as the A55, that will lead to the Holyhead free port that we wish to create in under our manifesto proposals, and also the A40 that drives up through traffic to Fishguard and the Irish ports.
So I had no choice but to add a few sound effects.
And we know that the UK government are supportive of delivering the M4 relief road, as well as upgrading our union highways, such as the A55, that will lead to the Holyhead Holyhead Freeport that we wish to upgrade in under our manifesto proposal, and also the A40 that provides through traffic to Fishguard and the Irish Port.
Oh, the Irish Port takes it. Irish Port wins the race. Comes home by head. Dermot and Dave on today.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.